Hello Robbie, yes, sunrise and sunset are particularly spectacular. I love going to the cupola and watching them any time I can and trying to capture the stunning colours as well. So yes, I do think it's very spectacular up here, over. Hi Emily, yes, you know, I studied maths, physics and chemistry at school. Sometimes the maths underlying the science I found more complicated. I found the practical elements of science much easier to grasp. So I got some extra help with the maths, and I would say to anybody who's struggling is just stick with it, talk to people, try and find out people who can help, and also try and find out what it is that interests you, and as soon as you put things into perspective with something that really interests you, and for me it was flying that I was passionate about, the maths all fell into place. And yes, we did put some air into space in the form of oxygen and nitrogen tanks, but we also make air as well. We use electrolysis into oxygen and oxygen gas, and then we obviously bring the oxygen gas and the hydrogen gas goes back into making water, so it's a complete cycle up here. We're really aiming for 100% of recycling. Over. Now, Tristan asked a good question there. We have a station up here, but most of the time we have help from ground support. That frees time doing science on board the space station, but the space station up here if we need to. Over. Howard, Graham, Noel, Frank, Phil and John for all the help throughout the mission with the wonderful ARIS contact. Enjoy your day everybody and signing out.